Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, of course, our great producer, Eric Reinert, and Joseph, who's leading us in?
Well, this is J.J. Cale singing Don't Go to Strangers from Unlawful Entry.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah?
Okay, I did like that. Ray Liotta.
Kurt Russell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't actually, I know of it, but I don't know if I actually saw it.
Very good movie.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I was interested in it, but before that, of course, we had a little bit of bacon frying, right?
Yeah, bacon.
Right. Not Kevin Bacon, though.
That was Kevin Bacon.
Oh, was Kevin
Bacon. He was laying on the stovetop.
Kevin Bacon on the stovetop.
Speaking of stovetop, it feels like that outside here, so make sure your car doesn't break down. Of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Go down to 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Visit him online, alexandersautorepair.com, and of course, you can also give him a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781.
And as a reminder, we are broadcasting live video behind the scenes on Meerkat and Periscope. On Meerkat, we're at Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
Periscope, we are.
Periscope, Eric Reinert 1, I think. But if you want to see the in-studio cam, that's on Meerkat. The cam that's on me is on Periscope.
Yes, yeah. the production cam.
Yeah, but I'm tilting it back and forth. So.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, very nice.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Is that like four people watching us now?
Or? Yeah.
I think it says one.
One? Okay. Yeah. Well, hello, one viewer.
Hi, Kathleen.
And on Meerkat. Hi, Kathleen.
It probably is.
Bring some coffee.
We've got about eight people watching us on Meerkat. Thank you very much.
Actually, I'm not playing. Please bring coffee. Come visit Eric. Bring him lunch.
Yeah.
Bring him coffee.
No.
But we'll drink the coffee.
Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
That would be like $10, $11 coffees. No, more than that, $14 coffees.
So, do you know if people comment on Periscope if they let you know?
Yeah, they'll comment and they'll give me hearts too. If they tap the screen, it'll make hearts.
Okay, and can they just? That's weird.
Obviously, the one person watching is not tapping hearts.
Oh, tap hearts. Mm. One person watching, and on Meerkat you can I think do a bunch of emojis, which I don't understand.
You can do that on here too.
And then you can also, I think someone restreamed us and liked us, but I don't know. No one's commenting or giving us any questions. So if you have any questions, go to Meerkat or Periscope and let us know, or give us a call 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. But yes, of course, I gave a thumbs up to Cop Car in our last segment. Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show. It is a movie about corrupt cops, and you know, John Watts is the director of Cop Car.
He is.
He is the new director of Spider-Man as well. Mm-hmm. So let's hear a little bit about what John Watts has to say about the conception of Cop Car.
It was a recurring dream that I've had since I was a little kid, where I'm 10 years old. I'm in the passenger seat of my mom's car, and my friend Travis, who is also 10, is driving. We're driving around our small town, passing people we know on the street, but no one is saying anything. No one's stopping us. No one's doing anything. And I'm starting to get nervous, like we're going to get in trouble, and Travis is going faster and faster and faster. And then I wake up, and it's this nervous dream I've had my whole life. And I always thought there was something evocative about that image of two little kids driving a car. I thought maybe it could be a police car. And then I pitched it to my friend, Chris Ford, who I write with, and he was like, well, whose car is it? And then we realized we had a movie.
Yes, that was John Watts about the conception of Cop Car.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be talking with my mouth full because I'm having fun with the webcams right now. Offering people Reese's Pieces. But Kevin Bacon...
That wasn't a piece, that was a cup.
Yeah.
Reese's Cup, yeah, sorry. E.T., phone home. Kevin Bacon, our next soundbite is on Kevin Bacon, on what attracted him to the role. Do you see the one that says attracted?
Yes, I got it now. A, right. B, C.
Thank you very much. I
tried. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Well, that's the other one. Kevin Bacon, of course, was very interested in playing this role in Cop Car, and let's find out exactly why.
Okay.
I read Cop Car in one sitting without checking my email, and I felt like I had seen the movie, you know. It was a script, even though it's very sparse in terms of dialogue, descriptively, you can really, really picture it. And I also, uncharacteristically, really pictured the character, the guy, you know. I heard his voice, and you know, voice to me is also the way he moves and looks and the props and, you know, all that kind of stuff, like, just kind of came to me in that one reading. And I thought to myself, well, I love this ride for two reasons. One is that I love the pace of it. I love the tension that they've been able to build. But I also love that underneath it all is a tremendous amount of heart and a story about a loss of innocence and an extraordinary day in these kids' lives that will change them forever.
That is really interesting about the film, that, you know, you imagine if you were a kid and you're just out and out exploring. I mean, I went out exploring when I was a kid, just like running around in the fields and stuff.
Yeah, but
like
I didn't steal cop cars.
No, but if you were a kid and you saw a car, a cop car, and no one was around, and you were too young to know, you know, hey, I could get in really big trouble for this. I mean,
oh, come on. Like, they didn't know they'd get in trouble for stealing a cop car?
They're rebellious. I mean, they're the kind of kids that hit things with sticks and, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what? A lot of kids, you know, probably 15 and under, 16 under, they think they can do anything and they'll be fine.
They don't understand that, you know, you'd steal a cop car and you're going to get in some big trouble.
Yeah.
And they especially don't realize that, hey, there are some cops out there who are not going to say, hey, you know what, this was bad and, you know, a little slap on the wrist. No, there's some really bad cops out there. Not all of them, but some of them. That's what we're going to be talking about in our next segment. But Kevin Bacon definitely plays one of them in this movie, a really bad guy. Of course, he's played both heroes and villains.
Yeah.
So here's what Kevin Bacon has to say about his preference between playing hero versus villain.
You know, I don't really think one is more fun than another necessarily. You know, what's fun for me is complicated, interesting men. If they're heroes, great. If they're bad guys, great. And I suppose, you know, the challenges of anything are to make sure that an audience understands who this person is, and hopefully to make them say either, I can kind of relate to that on some level, or I know some guy that's just like that. When somebody comes up to me and says, you know that character you played in whatever, my Uncle Benny is like so much like that guy, you know what I mean? Or even better, they'll say, that was me in, you know, whatever, high school, you know. So I think that's what's satisfying and challenging.
Yeah, I hear that a lot about, you know, when you ask that question, is it more fun to play a hero or a villain?
Yeah.
But this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show. This is the score from Lakeview Terrace.
Oh, okay. I saw that too.
Yeah?
It's okay.
That was just okay?
Yeah.
I thought Lakeview Terrace was excellent.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back here on Breakthrough Entertainment with special guest Vincent Hill.